battery issues, grounds another JAL Dreamliner. Fisher Flying Products is for sale, and U.S. appropriations leaders approve key aviation issues. This is Aero News for Thursday, January 16, 2014. I'm Glenn Moyer. A Japan Airlines Dreamliner was grounded Tuesday when workers at Tokyo's Narita International Airport noticed white smoke coming from the airplane, and it was discovered that a battery cell appeared to be leaking. The incident comes almost exactly a year after a battery fire at Boston Logan Airport led to the eventual grounding of the entire Dreamliner fleet for more than 3 months. Reuters reports that Boeing said in a statement that it was, quote, aware of the 787 issue that occurred Tuesday afternoon, end quote. The plane maker said the incident appeared to have involved the venting of a single battery cell, and that the, quote, improvements made to the 787 battery system last year appear to have worked as designed, end quote. There were no passengers on board the airplane at the time, which was undergoing scheduled maintenance when the incident occurred. The FAA and NTSB are gathering data about the incident. Fisher Flying Products President Paul Reidlinger has announced that the company will no longer be offering airplane kits to new customers, effective immediately. He's also announced the company is for sale. Full-size plans will still be available for anyone who wants to build one of the company's 14 models from scratch, and full technical support will continue to be offered. Replacement parts and kits needed to complete aircraft will continue to be available as well. Not to worry, the company is not in trouble. Sales grew 40% last year, but Reidlinger says he simply does not have the time any longer to devote to the business and the kind of service and support that he demands. With 14 different designs, a huge worldwide customer base of over 4,000 people, it's a great opportunity for someone who's looking to immerse themselves in the aviation world. What's for sale? All of the designs, production jigs, engineering, copyrights, etc. Gamma on Wednesday thanked U.S. House and Senate negotiators for recommending robust funding of two key Gamma priorities, the FAA's aircraft certification service and the transition to an unleaded aviation fuel for piston aircraft in the omnibus appropriations bill. The Appropriations Committee leaders agreed to fund the FAA's aircraft certification service at the Obama administration's requested $212 million level for fiscal year 2014. The spending negotiators also agreed to include $6 million to facilitate industry development and deployment of an unleaded avgas replacement for the current 100-octane low-lead fuel. Specifically, the funding would allow the government and industry to implement the recommendations of the FAA's Unleaded Avgas Transition Aviation Rulemaking Committee, which will support the fleet-wide evaluation, certification, and deployment of an unleaded fuel. When Aero News continues, first flight for a new Part 103 glider. No raise, but new airplanes for American Eagle pilots.
Diamond Aircraft's new DA-40 Diamond Star XL includes all popular Diamond options, combined with the sensational new Garmin GFC-700 Autopilot, a higher performance power plant, and increased gross weight. This makes the Diamond Star XL the perfect choice for affordable personal flying. The Diamond Star XL features equipment and enhancements that increase performance, capability, safety, convenience, and comfort. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3020.
ADS-B will be mandatory for most aircraft by 2020 in the United States. But you can benefit from ADS-B today with the Bendix King KT-74 Mode S Transponder. The KT-74 meets the global mandates for ADS-B out when attached to a suitable WASP GPS and is plug-and-play, slide-in replacement for the Bendix King KT-76AC and KT-78A transponders. Aero News continues for Thursday, January 16. I'm Glenn Moyer. Aero Marine LSA announces the first U.S. flight for the new Zigolo SSDR concept motor glider. The Zigolo is an FAR Part 103 compliant, single-seat, deregulated, that's an SSDR aircraft, which means it does not require any pilot's license, medical, registration, or certification to fly. The Zigolo is powered by a 25-horsepower gasoline engine, and an electric-powered option is close to completion. The electric power will provide self-launching capability for gliding or quiet and smooth dawn patrols and evening flights and still meet the SSDR criteria. The Zigolo is available in a classic kit for only $14,500. That price includes the engine, propeller, and a complete aircraft rescue parachute system. The build time is only 100 hours, but an even better option is the almost ready-to-fly aircraft, a finished Zigolo disassembled and packed into one easy-to-ship crate. Some assembly required means a pictogram assembly manual and an afternoon to put it all together, including everything you need to fly, plus a complete aircraft parachute rescue system. It's all just $16,000. A tentative contract has been reached between American Eagle's Pilots Union and the regional carrier that will freeze the pilots' pay scale and boost what they pay for health insurance, but it also guarantees new Embraer 175 airplanes for the carrier. American Eagle's president Pedro Fabregas sent an electronic letter to employees last Friday night informing them of the agreement. The letter states in part, quote, "If ratified, this agreement will form the foundations of a very bright future not only for our company, but also for our pilots by providing them new, large, and modern aircraft to fly and a faster path to growing their careers at American Airlines," end quote. Under the agreement posted by the Dallas Morning News, beginning January 1, 2015, pilots will receive 1% annual increases. However, the employee contribution for health insurance will increase by 1% to 31% in 2015, then to 33% in 2016, and 35% in 2017. We're back with more in just a moment.
Cub Crafters is unique in that we can design, prototype, and certify, and put into production an aircraft. There aren't very many companies in the world that can make that claim.
For more information on Cub Crafters aircraft, including the popular Carbon Cub, visit cubcrafters.com.
Fellow aviators, check out the world's leading brand of light sport aircraft from Tecnam. Starting at a very affordable price of just under $75,000 for the incredibly economical Echo Classic Light through to the ultimate high-wing LSA, the P2008 Turbo. Tecnam has a plane to fit your needs and your budget. Reserve an early production position for the sleek new low-wing Tecnam Astore, or treat yourself to a class-leading tail dragger or amphib. Check us out at www.tecnam.net. Once again, Aero News continues for Thursday, January 16th. I'm Glenn Moyer. Lighter Than Air Systems Corporation has received an order for a blimp-in-a-box 100 aerostat system for use by an unnamed State Department of Transportation. The BIB 100 aerostat system is scheduled to be delivered to the customer during the first quarter of 2014, after which on-site training and test operations will commence. We've reported on these BIBs before, that's blimps in a box. Unlike a drone or other unmanned aerial vehicle, the highly mobile BIB 100 aerostat system uses a tether line to remain connected to an integrated trailer where secure communications are transmitted. The system is designed to provide incident awareness and assessment and can be used to monitor illegal activity, identify and monitor traffic patterns, or provide disaster relief in a secure manner without the risk of being intercepted or jammed. Well, it was just like a scene from a movie. First, a flight attendant comes on the intercom of a United Airlines airliner on a flight from Des Moines, Iowa to Denver, Colorado, and asks if anyone on board has medical experience. Nurse Linda Allweiss was the first of two nurses to answer that page and found the captain of the aircraft mumbling and barely responsive with an irregular heartbeat, according to a report from television station KTLA. They stabilized the pilot, started an IV, and prepped a portable defibrillator just in case. With the co-pilot in command of the aircraft, there came another announcement. Does anyone in the cabin have any flight experience? Media sources indicate that a retired pilot on board responded to that call. The co-pilot reportedly landed the airplane normally. United said in a statement that United Flight 1637, a Boeing 737 operating between Des Moines and Denver Monday evening, landed safely in Omaha, Nebraska after the captain became ill. United accommodated the customers overnight, and they continued to Denver the next day. Nurse Allweiss, by the way, sat next to the co-pilot on the flight from Omaha to Denver that next day. The co-pilot said that the pilot had survived and was recovering in a hospital in Omaha. We're certainly glad to hear that and wish the captain well in a speedy recovery. But should I be hoping there's a nurse and a pilot on my flight to Scotland coming up in spring? I'm just saying. I'm Glenn Moyer. Thanks as always for listening. You're now cleared for departure.